Hello, hello. All right. How are you, everybody? Okay. Shmuel, yeah, we see you. Okay. No, Shapiro over there. Okay. I don't know where you are, but okay. So anyways, I want to try and finish this sukkah, this Marav shift today, which will give us tomorrow, Sunday, to argue or add. And then that's Monday, I'm ready. Well, I'm off. So Monday and Tuesday, I'm not going to be here. Wednesday, I don't know what's going to be. Wednesday, theoretically, I'm here, but then we're off. Thursday, really, we're off. I don't know if you want to learn Wednesday or not. We'll see. We'll discuss it next week. There you are. You should, maybe you should give up for Hanukkah already. As long as we're not learning Monday and Tuesday and not learning Thursday, maybe you should have off. Is Wednesday Hanukkah?
No, Thursday night.
It's Hanukkah.
Thursday night's the first night?
Right.
Yeah.
So there's no point to have off Wednesday. Okay. All right. So we'll worry about figure out next
So
week.
Monday and Tuesday is no shir next week?
Monday and Tuesday is no shir. I'm sorry. I have two weddings in New York. I really, so I'm going in for Be'ez
Hopefully it's
Hashem.
one trip.
Yeah, I'm making one trip. So I'm going in for the Gita has a wedding on Tuesday. And once I was going in, I went in for the Tegi wedding on Monday. So, okay. Anyway, so I'm not going to make either share. Okay. Anyway, let's do this Maram shift. I sent you, I don't know, I assume, I think I sent you. I hope I sent it. A piece from the unprinted Year of the Unim that I think he says pshat in the Rav Shif. I happen to like what he says, but let's argue about it. But let's read the Rav Shif inside. Okay, basically on the Rav Shif for the Mana Emes, there's a Marshal and a Marsha. But I mean on the Taisis, they have. The Marshal might be the Maram Shif might be just saying Pshat and the Marshal. Not clear whether you can fit the Maram Shif into the Marshal. I don't remember offhand in Pashas you could, but maybe there's some technical reasons why you can't. And the Marsha is coming to bow out the Marshal. And he's explaining some kashas in the Sugya. And the Maram Shif is saying that he's answering the Marsha's kashas. So let's read the Maram Shif again inside. Let's try and get a little past the beginning because we got stuck in the beginning. I think we get to the inside part is even the most interesting part. The Ayin B'Tayvus B'Yavam is Daf Yud. Kosev Da Menashal Tinos Yad Avadi Yichoshev Shir Mabuchos Miplonish Nimshar Kis is the Alcha Mikodem. Okay. That Tayvus seems to say that if it's Kosev Shir, so then when you marry the brother, it becomes Mutter. Because we have in the Gemara that when you do shir, and then you marry someone else, so the second kedushin takes off the kedushin of the first pasuk person. Go the Dafka. If you argue Dafka Ba'amanashotinase, or Ketana de Braisa. Like the Tana of the Tanya the Braisa, Kedatanya the Braisa, right? That time the Braisa means what? Because in the what does it mean, Kedatanya the Braisa? Because in Gittin,
because the Gemara brought two shittas over there, the Mishnah and a Braisa. The Braisa is the second one. And that's where they argue in.
Right, that is correct. I just want to double check this. The Gemara brings two shittas, and one shitta is the bring a ride from a braisa, and the other shitta is not from a braisa.
From a Mishnah. First one is from a Mishnah.
So the braisa is saying that they're arguing by the braisa says pretty clearly that they're arguing by Amenas. Um, right. Shema Aminei, Chutzu, Shema Aminei, Masnisin, Deloki, Haitana. Okay. So that's fair. So it's a machleket between the Mishnah and the Braisa. So he's saying Katan de Braisa. Okay. So that means that the reading is okay. So he's talking about keeping of other Dapke Baminat, Shotzi Nasi, Katan de Braisa. Avo, the Aminat, Shotzi Nasi, Vidalte Bodhi, Koshev Kikos. So the simple reading of this line is that they only argue by Aminash Shalti Nasi, Avo by Aminash Shalti Nasi Velo Tivali, since it's Choshev Kichutz. So they don't argue. Rather, everybody agrees the gets Paso. That would be the simple reading. That's definitely, that's what Dov was saying yesterday or 2 days ago. I don't remember when he was saying that. That's definitely the separate, that's what the Avo means. He pleaded about the Dafka of Amnashalti Nasi. Avo, Babinashalti Nasi, Yiloti Vali, Choshev Kuchot, and he would argue. The problem is that doesn't read in the rest of the Ramshif, because he clearly says that Amnashalti Nasi, Yiloti Vali is a get. Because he says the reason why there's no problem to Reuven is because once you marry the second guy, the kedushim of the rishon goes off. If it's not a get, then the time is you're really also to Reuven because he gets paso. Except that it doesn't pater the tzara because you should
doesn't
never
the beer discuss this.
What?
Isn't the beer concerned with this?
The beer is concerned with this, yes. But
and you have it in your notes that you send us.
We what?
In the notes that you send us from the what is it?
Right.
Tell me, he discusses the beer.
Right, and he wants it. It did not. It was not too happy with the beer. The beer is his son-in-law, whatever. Yes, but that's why I want to read it first without the beer. So, let's wait. Let's try and read it up. It seemed to me that when you continue reading without the Ram Shif, sounds like not like the beer. So either the beer, there's two choices. Okay, either they're like the beer, and the beer somehow twisted the words that he says, but the Taisis is speaking in the Madama are that chutz helps, right? That's what he wants to say.
Well, in this first line, he says it's kashiv kachutz and it doesn't help, right?
Yeah, but the beer wants to dre that he means v'kainatana demas nisin, that it does help. So in other words, it's a very big drain in the lashon that he's saying, Ratzalaymar, he pleaded about the Dafka of Rashatvot, Exana Braisa, then acquired to the Tana of the Mishnah, which is, okay, that's very daichic.
Maybe the reading is that Taisus can never have a havamin in a million years to say an al Tanai, even to say a Tlot Nasi and Tlot Bali could ever be a mamish chutz. That can never be. In other words, it could be kamoi, it can never be that level of mamish chutz where it for sure doesn't work. At worst case scenario, it could be like the chutz that does work in that sense, because it cannot be mamish chutz. Taisus just wants to say that maybe that we could get it to that level, but
what
that's
does that mean, chutz that works. I don't know what you're
the chutz that works was in the previous Mishnah said there's a chutz that does work. So Taisus says what that works. I can't say that.
I'm sorry, what chutz works? According to the Mahadamar, that the Pligi Ba'alminas, and there's no case of chutz that works.
Right, because that we know that for sure, if he said chutz, it wouldn't work. Right. Now we have a question of an almanas that equals up, like Herzberg said, that brownie points thing. So that Taisus doesn't have the right to say it's to the level chutz that doesn't work. He can say it's kemoy chutz, but he can never say the halacha.
Okay, so the There's two choices in the reading of the Ram Shif. Either the Ram Shif is saying that he somehow just scratched the line and just erased it, and he meant the opposite, and he somehow says he meant the opposite. That's what the Beer Exchange wants to say. I don't know. He succeeds in saying that. That it means they were going to Mount Amar of Chutz, not on the Mount Amar of Amanas. We're going in the Mishnah, not the Braisa. You're just going the Braisa to contrast in the Mishnah. Or the other choice is that the Ram Shif means that he's going the Mount Amar of the of Amanas. And Chutz doesn't work. But still, Amanas should not see below Tivoli. It's Choshev Kechutz, but it still works.
He just says Amanash Lotinasi Choshev Kechutz, period.
Right. So you have to, it's a little hard to read, but the Rav
Shif Pashupshat is it doesn't work.
I know that's the Pashupshat. I agree with you 100%. It's very, very schwer because Pashupshat is Amanash Lotinasi Lavadi. It's Choshev Kechutz and it doesn't work. But then, so why does Tosfos deal with that case? It doesn't work. So I'm saying, either you have to say, like the Ram Shif, like the Beer, that Tosfos is switching now to the Ma'ad Amar of that the Pligi Bechutz, and there's something, some kind of tremendous Choser in the Ram Shif that he says, that according to Brisa, they're arguing with by Amanas, but Tosfos is discussing the other Ma'ad Amar, and like that's totally chaser in his words. And why does he go off on the Brisa when we're not working in the Brisa, we're working in the Mishnah? I don't know. And the day of the Mishnah, and the other reading, which I agree is totally chaser in the words, is you have to read it. He chashiv shema b'chutz. But they argue by Amanas. Even though they argue by Amanas and they don't argue by Chutz, because Chutz is a shear, Amanas, where they argue. We know they argue by Amanas, because we just said that they argue Amanas in the body is Choshev Kechutz, and they still argue. That's the Avo. Now the Avo is, even though I just said that when you have a real Chutz, they don't argue, it's definitely no good. Avo, or even though I said that and Amanas work because it's not a chutz, but Amanash it is a chutz and it still works. That would be like the way Aaron Hertzberg is learning. It's like you put a period before the avo. But by chutz they're not arguing because that doesn't work. Where they do argue, because that's what you see in Tosfos, that's Choshev Kechutz, and they still argue. You know, there's, you have to add the two words, Choshev Kechutz, and yet they still argue. That's how you would have to read it. Keep the Grabozer, Dafka, Biamnash, Otinose, Ukatan, the Bryson. But by chutz, he doesn't argue. Avo b'amanash shel tivoli choshev kechutz, and he still argues. They still argue there. Okay, that would be so. Okay, we have a choice of two different readings, but I think we should go weiter. But according to this reading that Aaron Hertzberg is suggesting, or Shmuel is suggesting, what he's basically saying is, even though it results into a chutz, but it doesn't have the problem of shir beget. Now, how does it doesn't have the problem of shir beget if you result in a chutz. Right? What's the logic in that?
Because you're not compromising the etzem maisa gerushin. A real shir beget is like you're saying that the gerushin is not, there's no gerushin legabe some person, which means this it's a gerushin, it's incomplete. But when you do an idea tonight, you're doing a full maisa gerushin, but you're trying to cheat by using the tonight to steal part of what you would get as a result if you did the chutz, but you're getting it without using the actual lumdus of chutz.
Okay,
by so using that, the tonight of fake
that results. Happens to be. What it said in that Hedeka Sefer, right? In other words, he wanted to say that Pshat in Tanai, it's a tremendous Chiddush, because usually we understand Tanai that you can only make a condition when you make a Tanai. Tanai means you make a condition. So what you're saying is, Hoguva, how does Tanai make a condition? Because you have the ability to create a some kind of another is Asi. I think they say it works through Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur. So you have some ability. You created a full Gershon, and then you create a force which is Mevatel the Gershon. That's a Tanai. So if the kayak of Tanai is that you have a kayak from the bath of the Gershon, so through a kayak of Tanai, you can make a chutz. Because Tanai just means that, in other words, that you can be mevata what you made. Osi dibur mevata dibur. So you can make a chutz through the kayak of Tanai. In other words, there's two ways of doing a chutz. You can make a chutz that the marshal I gave is you want to have a house without windows. So the normal way is that you build a wall and you leave a hole for windows. The second way of doing it, you make a complete wall and then you bang out a hole for the windows. Now, either way, you end up with a hole for windows. You end up with the same result. But the difference is in the first way, there was a shear when you made your initial, and you made that initial chalais, it wasn't the full building. You didn't build a full building. So you didn't fulfill your requirement of making a full gershon. But the second way, I made a full gershon, except that I went ahead later and did something that makes a shear. So
why is that called a shear? It's a straight amanas.
That's Al-Minas, but the difference is that Al-Minas means a condition. Al-Minas means a condition, which means if you're Mevato, the condition, the whole thing's Bato. But here, you see clearly from the Maram Shif that he's not working with condition, because he says clearly that when the third person marries her, the get is not Bato. You have to keep on reading. But he says clearly it's not a condition. Says that the Farish. He says, you know, he says that you know that when you marry the third person, the get's not bato. So because if the get would be bato, so then Titus never succeeds in answering his question. Because if the get would be bato, then she'd be Ostra Bisseracious ish. And Titus doesn't have an answer for his question. So what it's clear from Tysus that Tysus is saying that when you marry the third person, the get's not bato. That means it's not a tanai. So it's a tremendous chiddush. This is, I think, one of the most earth-shattering chiddushim ever said in the history of the universe. I'm exaggerating, obviously. That the same way the Torah wrote a parsha of Tanoim. And the parsha of Tanoim creates a koyach that you can do something that will be totally oiker the maisa, so you can, but it's misafek. Tanai works if it rains, it'll be oiker the maisa. I say if it rains, it shouldn't be a get. So it's dependent on if it rains, it will be oiker the gamre. So the same koyach that I have to be oiker the gamre, I can be oiker partially with the same kayak, because the Torah gives me the kayak to be oiker. If I can be oiker the gamre through the system of Tanai, so I can be oiker the partially. And then I don't have to say if it rains. I say I'm oiker partially badai. But it, so you get the exact same result of chutz through a different system.
In what way is it a different system? Just by using a word Tanai, it sounds like this is mamish chutz. And but the big chiddush is when you use the word tonight, you can make a chutz.
I'm saying chutz means I make, when I'm coming to marry her, I'm never making a full marriage. Lachatchila, under the what I'm doing is the Torah made a system of marriage. It's like I'm selling you a house chutz from the bedroom. So Chaz, I never sold you that bedroom. I sold you the whole house without the bedroom. What am I going to do with a house without a bedroom? Tough luck. That's what I sold you. I sold you a house without a bedroom. If I say chutz me Reuven, it means that I gave you a get, but that get never, ever worked for Reuven. There was no get for Reuven. Not that it wasn't even chutz. There was no get. I chopped off. The get does not work for Reuven. If I say tonight, I'm saying the get works for everybody, for Reuven too, of course. The full get works for everybody under the sun. Except the Torah gave me a kayach, which we learned from Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, that even though I make a full ma'isa, Tanai Milsa Achrina, that's what they say in the Lashon, Tanai Milsa Achrina, and I have the kayach to destroy what I built. I think I make a full ma'isa, and then I can create a bomb that will destroy it. Well, if I can create a bomb that can destroy it, the whole thing, if I say I'm divorcing you on condition that it doesn't rain, so what am I doing? I'm making a total gershon, but I'm creating a tnai milsachrina, then I'm putting a bomb in there, so I'm creating a new force that has the kayak to totally destroy the get if it rains. So Kavachomer, if I can make a force that will totally divorce, destroy the get, I can also make a force that will partially destroy the get. And I don't have to make it contingent on if it rains. I will say for sure I want that force. So what I'm saying is I'm making a full gershon and I'm creating a force that oikers part of it, Betzaras Vadoyas.
But that's not
called.
How is that a system of Tanai by definition? You have your definition of Tanai. I'm saying the definition of Tanai is means you're using the system of Tanai Milsachrina rather than not making the Kinyan in the first place. Tanai Milsachrina means you're creating a counterforce. Chutz means you didn't make the Kinyan in the first place. Tanai means you made a full Kinyan and then you created a counterforce. So I could say, I'm selling you the house, except I'm leaving out of the sale the bathroom. That's chutz. Or I could say, I'm selling you the entire house, including the bathroom, that I'm using the system of Tanai to take away the bathroom. Now, the end result is exactly the same, but one was using two different systems. One was using that I just never made the kinyan for the bathroom. And one was I used the kayak of Tanai to take away the bathroom. Two different systems. So
this doesn't work, would be okay if you use the Tanai system to take away the bathroom?
Well, I can't hear you.
The one who says that chutz does not work. The second so shot.
You want to learn like Aaron Hertzberg's reading of the. I happen to think that from later on, in the Maram Shif, we should really read it. It's pretty clear that this is what he's saying at this point, that there's two systems, because he's going to say it pretty clearly. But as far as he's not clear on this last point that you're asking, it's not so befesh. What Aaron Hertzberg was saying is that there are these two systems. I think it's pretty befesh in the Maram Shif.
Okay.
What Aaron Herzlick was saying is, being that there are two systems, and we have the problem that the beer is struggling with in the opening line of the Merav Shif, so rather than be Deichek the Lashon, we might as well say that what he holds is that the problem of that there's a chisarin of shear in the get is only if there's a shear in the initial making of the get. But the fact that at the end of the day you end up in a shear in the get is not a problem. It's not the result. It's that you can't make it a chatchila. You can't use a system which is a half a gershon. But if you make a full gershon and then take, in other words, you're saying like this: if I want to build a building and I want only a second floor, but I don't want a first floor, so there's no way you can build the second floor without the first floor. It's impossible. But if you build a first floor and a second floor, then you can knock away the first floor and still have the second floor standing. Yeah. Even though that doesn't
even though all
sense,
even though all happened at the same time. It all happened with Atacha. It wasn't like for a week she was divorced. It all happened at the same time.
Yeah, but in London, it's a second later. There's a step. First, you build the whole building with the first floor and the second floor, and then you remove the first floor. So you're left with the second floor. But that's not a problem. What Aaron was saying, not a problem of shear, because in the original Maisa Gershon, you did both. The Gershon was everything. In fact, we don't look at the result. We look at the Maisa Gershon. You can't make a Maisa Gershon that's halfway. Shear ben Gershon means there's no such thing as divorcing a woman partially. The Maisa, there's a begam in the Maisa. It's not a begam in the Chalos. So as long as the Maisa was a full Gershon, even though at the end of the day you end up with a result of a Chalos that's not a full Gershon, there's no chisar and a shear. Let's keep on reading, because I think you see this a little bit later. But let's try and keep on reading. What did you want, Aaron? Are you okay?
Yeah, I just want, like, why does it follow that you could use it tonight to create like a state of like partial gerushin? Adar will say that if the Torah never created a mice, then we should say that if you bottle part of it, you bottle the whole thing, or it doesn't work at all.
If your reading in the Ramship is correct, that he's saying that it's a chutz, and you end up with a chutz, and Horai is going to say it ends up with a chutz, ad kedei kach, that it's mamish a chutz, that if we keep on reading, he's going to say that it the get is not, when you're over on the tonight, the get's not bato. And when the second guy marries her, the third guy becomes mutter. So it's mamish chutz. And yet it's chow. So you have no choice. But then let's keep on reading. Again, lo motzi rak shuvei, devadai shara liyava b'hamin ezul, the dino kimo chutz. So it'll come out that your mutter to Ruvein, the mode rabo other, ki hoko v'nitzis ha'achar ben esayim, the paka ishas tiriyu. But what happens? So now when she marries the second person, she was married to Moshe Shmigegi. Moshe Shmigegi is not related, gave her a get, chutz mi Ruvein. Then she married Shimon. So Shimon's marriage is paka, the ishes of Moshe Shmigegi. And now she's mutter to marry Ruvein. Avogad the Ruch Zemi Daito. Even though the truth is, this is not so logical. Why? The side have aminat tonight. The mice aminat is tonight. And tonight says, but though I get him over. After tonight, is that a share begets? Or the Indians having well put? Because I'm in a time, she's not on tonight. So what is he saying? If this is a very, very hard line, but what's he saying? I think what he's saying is, it's Racha Midaito. And as he's saying, that when you said Amenashin Altinase, the Ruben, And now, after Shimon marries her, she marries Reuven, the original gets not bato. Ah, he said beferish amenas. So logically, he said beferish amenas, and he meant amenas. So the tonight, the get should be bato. The source of having amenas tonight. He said, Amenas Shinotinose the Ruvain, or Amenas Shinotinose the Vali Ruvain, and it should be about to get him over. Hi, Toysis is holding that this Tanai is the Shear, and the Tanai is the Shear, and therefore it's like Chutz, but it's Nikomakom, granted it's a Shear, but still the Tanai should be here, which means that he's saying that it's Bevas Achas, a Tanai and a Shear. Right? That's came out the fresh in his words. You see that in his words. He's saying that Taifis should be that this Mistavra, that when you say I'm an Ashinotinosi no Tavodi, it's both a Tanai and a Shear. And therefore, even though Mitzad Shear, when the second person marries her, the shear goes off because you can't be married to two people at the same time. But it, since it's also a Tanai, because Porky said Tanai, so when you marry the third person, the get should be bato. In other words, what he's saying is that when the Moshe said, I'm an Ash, Tinosu, no Tavodi, the Ruve, he's making a Tanai because he said, I'm an Ash. And he's also simultaneously making a chalos, a shear in the chalos. Now, when you marry Reuven, when you marry Shimon, the shear goes off. Shear goes off. So, ligabe Reuven, she's really mutter. It's a full gershon because the shear goes off. But if the maitha shall marry Reuven, then you're over in a tanai and the get should be bought to ligabe everybody, even ligabe Shimon. Right. No, I
didn't think he's saying they both coexist. I just thought I just thought he's taking it down one darga, meaning he's making it into levels more than there's chutz and then there's chashiv kachutz and then there's lemaisa. Even though you want to add it up to chutz, the maisa works. It's still coming, or that the koyach tanai is still what's the most pronounced, and that's what we should be looking at in terms of what actually should it be happening here in this, and the marrying the brothers.
Both. Look what he says.
Sounds like he's dropping this. Yeah, I don't know.
Says, when she marries somebody else, it's poko ishes. So that's because it's chutz. Avagav the rochik zemidaito. It's rochik. Why is it rochik? The soy sod habi amin asnai. So he's saying it's definitely a tanai. Can't deny it's a tanai. And the din by tanai is bato get him avra. I'm saying that this is a chutz. After tanai gizav a shir beget. Even though I got finished saying that this tanai creates a shir, the inyan zeh is the way he's saying it. Gabi, it's inyan shir that it's considered having a chutz. Mikomakom. Even though it's considered a chutz, ain't no daime, it's not mistavra, the yizdato a tanai. It's not mistavra, the din tanai should go off. So it means that it's both. It's a chutz, but it's also a tanai.
Maybe it just can't be both, so you have to go back to that system of tanai.
No, he's saying kupe, it is both.
I understand, he's saying, but you can't have both.
The tanai is there, have a shir again.
Why can't it be both?
Have a chutz. It is a chutz.
Because it's
also a tanai.
What's the problem?
What we're saying is very logical. He said amenas.
Because you don't have to be you don't mispatel a get that's already mispatel if from the second husband. It wouldn't be.
You know, I didn't say to use it. Sometimes you do say it, but in Lumbus you have both. He said amenas. Amenas is definitely tanai. For some reason or another, this tanai creates a chutz. That's what he's saying. In other words, the normal person that reads Taisis, this is why this Rav Shif is such an amazing Rav Shif. And here is where he says, pretty fair, like Aaron Hertzberg. The normal person that reads tonight Taisus assumes that, this is what I think the Rasha reads Taisus, that when Taisus said it's chutz, he means that the guy's das was to say chutz. The guy did not have, when he said I'm an asher, no tinase, no tivani, we have an umdina that he didn't mean tonight, he meant chutz. Okay, so he's doing chutz, not tonight. I, he said I'm an ass, but he didn't mean I'm an ass. He meant, okay, that's some kind of shot. But the Rav Shiv says that of course he meant Tanai. But, and of course it is a Tanai. But after Tanai, Kizeh HaVishir began. The Tanai is a chutz, which means that the Tanai creates a chutz, but it's still a Tanai. The Tanai, there's a chiddush here that you can be a Tanai, and yet the Tanai makes a Shir beget.
So that's why is a, that a bigger shiddush? Rebbe said before, calling it a shiur is the biggest shiddush in the universe. Fine. But once we accept that, why are you saying that you can't dismiss the Tanai component of it as well? Why is that such a big deal?
Because he said I'm an ass. He said I'm an ass. So he meant, Parshat Pshat is, he said I'm an ass. He wants to make it conditional too. That's what he said. He said so I'm an ass. I'm an ass means I'm making it conditional.
Why is Rebbe bothered? Why is Rebbe bothered by why the Tanai lived on? Of course the Tanai should live on. He made Almanat. Why is that bothering
him? I'm not bothered. I'm just saying it's an amazing thing. So if he meant Tanai, so how do you get shears? So the, and again, he's, I'm saying it's an amazing thing in the reading that he's saying that Kemat Beferish, Aaron Hertzberg's Chiddush, that you can have Tanai and Chutz at the same time. The normal, I'm saying the normal reading in Taisus is that it's either or. There's two systems, you gotta choose. Are you using the system of Tanai or are you using the system of Chutz? When Taivis says that I'm an Ashtinazi Latwali is Chutz, Taivis means that Anan Sadi, he meant Chutz, not Tanai. But the, you see here in the words of the Rav Shiv that he's reading Taivis, and of course, when a guy says I'm an Ashtinazi Latwali, he said I'm an Ash, he's using the system of Tanai. There's no doubt. It's just that Taivis is Mechanish, the Tanai Kizeh Avishir Beget. The Tanai makes a Shir. And therefore, there's some Svara, which the Rav Shiv says is a Shver Svara, that now that the Tanai makes Shir, you drop the Din Tanai. But you said that's already a Svara Rechaika. Because why should you drop the Din Tanai? It should be both. Right? But that's what he's saying. Let's read that in the words. The Apo Gab the Rochak Zemi Daito. It's Rochak Mi Daito that you dropped it in Tanai. The side side, Havi Amin Asnai. Havi Amin Asnai. Havi Amin Asnai, you get him up. I'm sorry, someone has an echo. I don't know what.
Dove, I think you have to mute.
Okay, so thank you. Avi Raglami Daito.
I'm good now. I was on two devices. I'm sorry. I'm good now.
Thank you. So sorry, Avi Aminat Tanai. Ubat Vagenim Avram. After Tanai, Kizavi Shir. It's such an amazing line. The Tanai itself is a Shir. Uda Indian is a way of saying, the Indian Zeh is another way of saying the Gabi. Uda Indian Zeh, Havik Mokhut. Because ain't a diamond, she's about to tonight. I know Sakhar being the same. Why should the tonight disintegrate?
That's
also a tonight.
I thought he's saying it shouldn't, because of the system of tonight, that means that goof of the system of chutz should not work.
No, that doesn't sound that way.
Yeah, because he's saying that it shouldn't mevato by marrying the second guy. It should not mevato the first marriage.
No, I don't see him saying that at all. He's saying after tonight, havik shir beget, with the Indians havik mochutz. It is like chutz, but it's not mistavish is bato at tonight. Ideation is not mitzayim. In other words, when you're no say acher ben asayim, so the tonight made a shir. And now when you marry someone in the middle, that takes off the shear. So the Havamina, the Tavis seems to be saying, just like it takes off the shear, it takes off the Tanai. So that is saying it says to Mamshif, that's a Teichik Svara. You made simultaneously two things. You made a Tanai and you made a shear. The shear goes off when you marry a second person because you can't be married to two people. But he says, just because the shear goes off, why in the world should a Tanai go off? So that's what he says.
Meaning the second marriage should not kill the first one.
No. The second marriage does kill the first one, but it shouldn't kill the Tanai. So now when you marry the third person, Reuven, then the get should be bato. In other words,
because it didn't...
I'll give you an example. What would be if he would have said, Moshe said, I'm divorcing you, I'm an asher, I'll tell you not save it, I'll tell you body. To Reuven and Shimon, okay, two people, right? Not one person, two people. And now she went ahead and she married
Levi.
Levi, I'm sorry to get that across the case. She married Levi. So. She married Levi. That's not a good example. So the Maisa, she now is halachically mutter to both of them. But if she marries one of them, then the Tanai is this bato, and then she's usher to both of them. Right? I don't know, I didn't say that right.
You have to bring in another person. It's just, I'm not sure the new marshal really.
Same thing. But what would have been if you would have said to one person, I'm an asher atinasi latibadi, and the other person, he would have said, that I'm using the lumdas of Tanai to make a chutz. Let's say he would have said that, you know, would have spoken out. Says, I want to use the lumdas of Tanai to make a chutz, but it should not be contingent. So then it would come out. If he married a middle person, it would be mutter to Reuven, even though it would be mutter to Reuven. It just the way I see it is he's asking that since you said Tanai, so you meet also Tanai. So he says, after Tanai, Kizavi Shir begat. The Tanai also makes a Shir, Uda Indian Zavi Gemel Chutz. And the din by Chutz is that when she marries the second guy, the shear goes off. Bikolagam ain't a daimish, she's bound to a Tanai. Just because the shear goes off, why should the Tanai be bought to? I deshin is his akar bin a sayer. So that's not logical. Ella, it isn't right. He says, don't worry, because Tavis wasn't worried about this thing because Avim Tomar, even if you say what I just said, then it's about to get him afraid. You're going to tell me that when you marry Reuven, it gets Bato. So there's also no problem. In other words, so Tavis has an answer for that anyway. So therefore, the fact that this answer isn't so good is not relevant because even if you disagree, you got the answer of later. He called it on his eldest hand, but Tavis meant to say
that's not what we're not working out the Cheshbonus. We're working out what Tavis said. Is that line make sense or doesn't make sense?
So he's saying
people come along and say, I would have worked out Tavis later on.
Sense, even though Tavis is like debating. It makes sense, and if you don't like it, I have a different answer. I'm covering all my bases.
Was like, does it make sense or doesn't make sense?
It's partially sense. It's not so mistabra, but it's possible. So it's like Mimanasha. Either you say this answer or you say the next answer that I'm going to say later, depending on what you say. If you say that the Tanai is a spato, so then this answer works. If you say that Tanai is not a spato, then the answer I say later works. So I'm covering my bases. That's what he's saying, I think.
So both systems are not working at the same time. We're saying the Manasha, this one or that one. Systems,
excuse me, no. The Merab Shif is debating when you make two systems, you make Tanai and and Chutz at the same time. And now, because you married the second person, the system of Chutz gets destroyed. Do we say, like, either Russia or the Shechina, that since the system of Chutz gets destroyed, because when you marry the second person, the system of Chutz gets destroyed, so likewise, the system of Amenas also gets destroyed. So if either you did both things, but now the question is, once one gets destroyed, does the other one get destroyed? Says the Maram Shif, Tzaydis can hear both started. Logically, the Pasha says, just because one gets destroyed, we shouldn't say the other one gets destroyed. We don't say Oda Rasha, Oda Shcheino. But there's a possibility that they do both get destroyed. So Tzaydis is covering both Sodom. Tzaydis is saying this, if you say they both get destroyed, so then there's no problem, because then it comes out that she's Mutter to Reuven. So there's for sure no problem. And if you say they both don't get destroyed, so then she is also to Reuven, but I have the answer, and I'm going to say later, that it's Ein Adayim in Achos Ishto, because you weren't Usher B'Shas Nefila. So I'm covering, I cover all my, I mean, no matter what you say, it's not fair.
Right, I would say, what we had before in Taisus was, the Manashach was, if it's like Chutz, then A. If it's not like Chutz, then B. So not that, if it's both of them, we cover both bases.
The Maram Shif is making another Mimanashach. If it's like Chutz, then it's good. If it's not like Chutz, it's good. And within Chutz, there's two Stadim. If it's like Chutz, and you say, Oda Rasha, Oda Shcheino, if it's like Chutz, and you don't say, Oda Rasha, Oda Shcheino. So he's saying that there are four possibilities, not two possibilities. That's what he's saying. On the side of Chutz, he himself is debating. It's not so logical to say that on the side of Chutz, Oda Rasha, Oda Shcheino, and now when you marry the second guy and the lumdus of Chutz shear goes off, so the Tanai goes off. Because the Seif of Avi Amenas Tanai. Because the Vaisa, there is a Tanai. Ubato get him up. After Tanai, because Avi shear again, and even though this Tanai is shear, and when you marry the second guy, it goes off. It's not logical. It's part of Tanai. Even though this is Akher Shenisayim, removes the Chutz, but why should it remove the Tanai? So that's not so logical. But Tavis is not concerned, because even if you say, like I just said, to this Bato again in my prayer, we call it Gomel Domin Akos Isha. So we have an answer, Kimashi Kosav Akherka, Bino Koshav Shir. So therefore, Tavis has an answer no matter what. But he's saying this, even though what I just got finished now is saying that this thing that Tobias is speaking out is relatively improbable, that's what Tobias means, even though it's improbable. This is for us, and Tobias is holding, Kivin Dahave Shir Beget. And of course, we have to erase these brackets because the person who wrote the brackets held like, did not hold the Baron Hertzberg. Right, and according to our area, we have to erase the brackets. Kiva the Avi Shir Beget. Umahani, take out the word low if you want. The Tan of the Bride, so like our right? Be sure that it's low dummy in the shard tonight. The more we get in game, Yotamikotariski tonight. Kino knows that I get could be blinding. And then the Gabela Yichal get the Nishar Ktas Ishes Khan, but then the Nishes Vacher Poko Ishes Vidoig, Umasha Kodi Marsha Mithabi Avamis, Lola Rotsen. Oh, reads beautifully.
Rebbe just explained that line again, is that if the second marriage destroys the first, why isn't she mutter to the brother? We're just being machmer that there's a Tanai around. It was very funny.
Destroys the first, But there's a but he also made it tonight.
That is, it's a chumrah. Yeah. It's a chumrah. Like, we have to be
chayish. Forget about that. The marriage of the first is destroyed.
So but you that's marry the only now.
Because it's destroyed because you married the second guy.
Right.
But okay. If there's a tanai comes in and it's bigger than get, so then you were never married to the second guy.
But the marriage was destroyed.
But excuse me. But now if later on, if a tanai comes ahead and is bigger than get, so you had no, you were married to the second guy, so they can't get destroyed. The thing that destroyed the marriage is the marriage of the second guy. But if the second guy, if the get was out tonight, then she never married this. Then she was never married to the second guy. What if he made two things? He said, I'll give you an example. What if the guy gives a get and he says, Hareza gite chutz. He said the famous chutz. Chutz me Ruvain. Almanas, that it doesn't rain, right? Okay. And now she marries the second guy. So she marries the second guy. So the chutz goes off because she married the second guy. So then that takes off the chutz because you can't be married to two people. But then if it rains, so then the vato they get. And she's not married to the second guy, and she's still married to Moshe, and she's also to the second guy and the third guy. Mitam that the get was both though because of the tanai. So just because there's a chutz does not mean that there can't be simultaneously a tanai. They're not in stereo to each other.
Maybe I'm not understanding how it works when she marries the guy Bain Sayan. What is it doing when she marries the second guy? What is happening?
You're working with chutz. The reason why you're usher to Reuven is because you're quasi married to Moshe. You can't be quasi. You can't be married to two people at one time. So once you marry the second person, you can no longer be quasi married to the first person. But tanai is completely different. Tanai is like says you were never divorced from the first person and you're zero married to the second person. Chutz is admitting that you're married to this. It's only chutz miruvein, but it's not chutz from anyone else. And when she marries the second person, it's a good get. It's a good marriage. And since you can't be married to two people at once, so the chutz is like the marriage. The second marriage don't get a chutz.
The last two lines, the Usfarasam, really is going back to explain the step of Linyan Zav and Havik Kamay Chutz, right? So he could have put these two lines earlier. He just finished the whole assembly line, and then he went back to explain about that tricky Svara of this working, even right, though it's Almanas.
In other words, and then it's almost like he interjects in the middle that, you know, what I'm about to say doesn't make any sense. Because how do you get rid of the tanai? Okay, but worst comes to worst, if it's not right, we got a different answer anyway. What is Taivis saying? Taivis is saying that since it's worth the shear, so yotze mitaris tanai. Now, it's a daichik svara. Why is it yotze mitaris tanai? But that's what Taivis is saying.
The reason why Rebbe likes this shot rather than the Bior is because the Bior has to make big doichik and the lashon of the Maram Shif.
It's because even here he sounds like the basic yisoid that Aaron Hertzberg was saying, or that, you know, I don't want to give Aaron Hertzberg all the blame because it was someone said it before him. But the basic shot is, it seems like he's saying the basic idea here that even though he meant tanai, you get a chutz. He says, it's not saying that he really, the other way of learning Taisis is that he meant chutz. So then you kill this whole end in Ram Shif is ridiculous. And it's sad that it's chutz because he meant chutz, so it's not a tanai. It's only, there are two things that are in stira to each other. There's chutz and there's tanai. The shnei did him the front and they never meet. So he can't ask the kasha, what are you talking about? It's Almanas. You're going on the side that it's chutz. You see from the end of the Maram Shif very, very clearly that he holds that you can be a tznai and chutz at the same time. So how do you get to be tznai and chutz at the same time?
Yeah, but being tznai and chutz at the same time is one step. It's another big chiddush in this pshat, the Rebbe saying that even the mandama holds chutz doesn't work, holds that an equivalent of chutz does work. I thought that was the biggest chiddush in the universe. I think
that was such a big step, because once you say that the way you become, in order to explain how you can be tznai and chutz at the same time, you have to explain that you're becoming chutz through the system of tznai. So once you
Why do you have to say that?
Because how else are you a tznai and chutz at the same time?
The net value of this chutz, of this tznai, is a chutz. Since you cannot marry or have chutz with this person, that means there's no scenario, there's zero chance that you're divorced to gabi this person. That is the definition of chutz.
Yeah, but that type of chutz should not go off. That's not a chutz that there's issues there, and therefore the fact that you married a second person would not take that off, because it's not, there's no issues. It's just practically speaking, you can't be married, you can't do anything to Reuven. But
that's what he's saying at the end. Kiva this far awesome, Kiva Dave Shior Beget. Why is it a Shior Beget? It's Almanas. Why is it Shior Beget? Mishum, other tanam which work by a get, this is very different. It doesn't say why. Could be the reason is because it's impossible. And Kane, Yotzim, Toyas Tanai, Kiilu Nosan get. He didn't say Chutz. It's Kiilu Nosan get, Chutz Meplaini. Why? The Lagabe, Lo Yochol get. Any get, which there is zero chance of landing on a certain person, that all the Torah cares about, that's the Chasaran increase us.
But
Vinishak Tasisha, someone else comes along and marries, it kills that. It's not a system called Tanai.
What?
So whatever the big chiddush the Rebbe mentioned earlier, I thought it was that Tanai could create chutz. However we're going to define what that big chiddush was, we're trading off a small lashon, no, not a small, a lashon issue in the beginning of the Maram Shif to create a monumental chiddush.
No, because I don't think otherwise. What's he saying here? The after tonight gazeh have a shear. It's a tonight is a shear, so he's not debating it. Still, it's a tonight. Well, how does it a tonight and a shear at the same time?
I don't know why that's such a problem. It's a tonight because it's a tonight. There's one more rule. Besides Tanoim, there's a rule that if you make a Tanai that has zero chance of working, that's called the Chisaron of Kari's Krisus. End of story.
He's clearly saying there's no Chisaron of Kari's Krisus, because he's saying the Getz Chau. He's beferish in this piece, assuming the Getz Chau. Even in the beard shot, the Getz Chau.
The Getz Chau, because of if only if you hold Chutz.
Right, so good. So it's not a Chisaron of Krisus.
No, I meant equivalent to Chutz. That's what I meant.
So he says,
it's equivalent to chutz.
You made a get. You said, how did I the shiri get? It's considered chutz that was that you're still quasi married to the second person. Now, why are you quasi married to the second person if you said amenaz? How does amenaz make that you're quasi-married to the second person, and that when you marry the third person, the iser goes off? Right?
You give a get, and you say it's a get, but with regard to Reuven, it's the following tanai. You're not divorced to Reuven if it rains tomorrow. Al tanai it rains tomorrow, and al tanai it doesn't rain tomorrow, you're also not divorced to Reuven. So I would say in that case, it's a bunch of words. You're basically excluding Reuven. Practically speaking, you're excluding Reuven, so that's the same thing as chutz. But because you said it al tanai, it has another layer. Besides being a chutz and face all the consequences and the benefits of chutz, There's another thing going on. If he violates the Tanai and he does a Maisa Kedusha or a Maisa Bia with Ruvain, then even if you knocked out the chutzpah at intermediary marriage, the Tanai explodes the get.
Very safe, happy, I'm in a Tanai. But I get in Barbara. After Tanai gets happy, she we get. After Tanai gets happy, she we get. In the week, of course. Come, come, ain't it that she's about to Tanai that she's in Akhir Sayyid. And after him, now he's about to get my prayer. We got on the Chodisha. Him yards me terrors tonight. He don't know what I get, chutz me pony. The cabby, though you can't get, but it sure casts issues. Can. Not have pocket issues. Okay, I hear. In other words, he's definitely saying that. They can be simultaneously a Tanai and a Chutz. The question is, what does that mean? So you're saying that it just means that we assume that his das was for Tanai, but even though his das is for Tanai, halakhically it gets a din Chutz. Because this type of Tanai causes a din Chutz. Because a Tanai, which makes all practical purposes, you can't marry her, makes also a chutz, makes a chalos chutz. A Tanai, this type of Tanai, would make a chutz, a chalos chutz, and lu yitzur yehel, you know, it makes a chalos chutz. What's an afkamina? I don't know, but it makes a chalos chutz.
Now, afkamina is that if you hold oil rosh, oil shechena, and you knock out the chutz, then the get becomes good.
Yeah. But the Tanai, but the reason why it's a chutz is because the Tanai is for everything, so it makes a chutz. And I'm saying that the reason why it's a chutz because you're using the system of Tanai to make a chutz.
He intentionally wants to make it chutz.
I think what he's saying at the end also. Ki ido knows I get chutz me blimey. That he wants to make a chutz. Except that's what I think he's saying at the end. That's what I thought. Is that he intentionally wants a chutz, but he's using the system of Tanai to make a chutz.
Well, he's a lamdan. He knows there's chutz and there's Tanai and chutz will go off for the
gemara. And you're saying, that's what he's saying at the end too. Okay, anyway, I think I got to stop here. Okay, I hear. So we have a disagreement. In other words, if we don't want to answer the beer's question, what Dov is saying is if you don't want to answer the beer's question, then you don't have to say such a radical chiddush in the Ramshif. You just have to say the Ramshif is saying that something can simultaneously be a Tanai and a chutz because there's some lomdish reason that the Torah will view this type of Tanai as a chutz. But it's not, and if you want to answer the beer's question, you have to say that since you're getting to the result of chutz a different way, so it doesn't have the chisarin it doesn't have the chisarin of making chutz.
Right, you could build a house and take apart the first floor and leave the second floor standing. That's what? The chiddush.
What?
The chiddush Rebbe is saying is you could build a house, take out the second floor, and when the inspector comes, and it'll approve the house. It's good. It's safe. Because 10 minutes, for 10 minutes, you had a first floor.
Right.
So happy.
Okay, all right. I think I'm gonna stop. Okay, and we can. If we want, I don't know. Well, it will do this again Sunday, or we should look at the Marsham, or we'll see. I don't know. Okay.
Thank you.
Rick. Okay. Good night.
Good night. A good Shabbos.
Shabbos.
We get challenged.
Job is trying to end.